I guess, how I got involved to graffiti. You know, the thing is that, like, in Czech Republic, there was a big wave of Western culture which came after communism fell, so everybody wanted to do something from West. Like, and the hip hop was a big thing, and I always liked to paint, so I started to do graffiti by myself.
When I was younger, I always saw my brother writing, and I also tried to do so, but I never found the trick of doing graffiti, and I also thought that it's just a boy thing, and that even if I would improve, I would never be accepted. So could you tell me what is the status of women in the graffiti scene now and then?
You know, I think that a lot of things has changed. Like, when I started, I was not really to be supported. And I guess also that few years after fall of communism, you know, during the communism, the women were not really supported to be emancipated here. So 7 years after fall of communism was very similar. So guys, they really did not support me. So I was doing it by myself. And of course, sometimes someone crossed me my piece, go back to the kitchen and stuff like that. And so it was very hard for me, but I did not stop. And I think, you know, like, let's say 15 years ago, and especially when you are young, you want to be part of something and you want to have a respect. So, of course, that time I really, really wanted to get into magazines, like graffiti magazines and movies. But because guys, they did not support and respect, I was not there. So that's also the way how I decided to make my movie. But I think nowadays the girls, they are not that much struggle in this anymore, because nowadays everybody can be visible if you really want. So very easily movie on your mobile phone, and you can upload it on YouTube. And if you want to get in touch with other graffiti girls, you can just maybe Google for Utah on Instagram, and you will find her account, so you can very easily get in touch with them. But to me, that time I just knew that there exist some girls, and it was impossible to get in touch with them. So I was very on my own. But in other words, I think that you don't need anyone to do what you really want to do. And because you see that there are other girls around the whole world, they make bomb stuff, you feel very strong. It's not the same as it used to be, and the girls are coming. So yeah, it's much better. And I guess that guys are also not that sexist as they used to be, and things seems to be better.
That's nice to hear. But how did you get the idea of making a movie and not writing a book?
I think that, you know, to me, the one thing was that I really wanted to meet other girls, because I did not know them, and there were a lot of graffiti movies and there were no girls. So I thought that it would be interesting to make a movie, because graffiti is a very visible thing. My point of view was not to just make like graffiti book, because in graffiti book you have always like pieces of the people. But to me, in graffiti, it's not that much about what you do, what you write. It's like important part of it, your style. But for me, it's much more what is behind, what you give to it, the problems you go through. That you are also a normal person with a lot of special feelings, you know. When you have a book with graffiti, there is always like, I started, this is my crew, I have done this and that, and I have traveled there and there. But to me, it's more important or interesting the personality of the people, why they do it, the struggles they go through, especially as a woman, if you have a kid, if to stop graffiti career or not. And also in every country, it was not like in mine. The scenes are very different, so I was also interested about it.
Was it difficult to get in contact with the other female writers?
Yeah, it was fucking difficult, because especially the girls I have in the movie, they are focused on underground graffiti, so they stay underground. So it was very hard. Some of them I was hunting for years, like Utah maybe 5 years, Donan maybe 3 years. So always some guy came here and I was like, hey, have you know you're from Spain, have you ever met this girl? And he was like, yeah, I met her there and there. And I was like, yeah, don't you know any friends? Or maybe you know. So I always send some email and no one answer, and then another, and someone was like, I don't have contact, but maybe that guy can have. So yeah, it was a long time, but I was making the movie 9 years, so it was hard, because the mind point of view was not to put there any girl. I was like, I have to put this girl because she was the best in something, like most respected, the most trained, the longest active, the first in Russia, for example. So, of course, also I'm a girl from Central Eastern Europe, so where graffiti has been about 23 years, and in US it has been more than 50. So, of course, not all girls trust that it will be somehow good or valuable. So it was not easy.
You just said that you took 9 years to finish the movie. Did it change something in your life?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the movie, it's about the girls from whole world and how my life has changed. So I left many things for this movie. I stopped study at university and I left my manager position at the company and the problems with my parents. They had no idea what I'm doing. So yeah, my life definitely has changed a lot, but I think inside I'm still the same. I always wanted to support women, and so I continue in that. But I guess every human being is changing. When you are 20, you don't have big responsibility. And when you turn to be 30, it's a big difference.
And was there a moment where you thought about breaking up the shooting?
Yeah, thousands of times. I hated the movie so much when I was making the film. But definitely, it was a very, hard to explain. When people around you don't understand you and you can't tell them, it's a very hard, you know. And also, when I started to do graffiti, I was fighting with the guys. They did not trust me. Then I was making the film, and I also started to fight with the trust of the girls in the movie, because of course we did not expect that movie will take so long. So during the years, girls also stopped to dream or think that we will ever finish that, and then it took 5 more years that we published that.
But was it worth it?
Hey, I guess definitely it's worth it, like, because I think that we marked the history for the girls in graffiti, and I'm getting emails every day from the girls, thank you for this, and it was so powerful to me. And graffiti is a subculture, you know, and I'm so inspired by that. So as I said, now things are changing, and maybe in 20, 30 years, there will be the same guys as girls, and other girls can see the history. And so now it seems to us as something super normal to go and wait. So if someone will tell me, you can't wait because you're a girl, I will be like, what the fuck? But that was same in graffiti, so we mark the history, and I think it's very important.
So the feedback within the graffiti scene was good?
Hey, yeah, like, of course, like, especially if you do something about subculture, you will have all these guys, they will have different opinion, and especially graffiti, it's about to be the best, and definitely it's a big thing. People like it much more than I ever expected, and not just people from graffiti scene, we go above that, people from gender studies and psychology, and so on and so. It's a big, and we have done 50 international premieres already, from China to New York to Colombia, the whole Europe, Cape Town, and more are coming. So it's possible to see that it's a topic which people around the whole world understand, and that the girls want the same things.
That's nice to hear. Do you already have a plan for your future, or do you just wait for it?
Hey, I'm nearly 31 years old. Now I should have maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years old son or 8 years old son, but I have this movie, so I think that now I will be focused maybe on some family or something, but I will definitely stay in graffiti and make the workshop for kids as I always was doing, and specialize in culture things.
Last but not least, where do you see the strongest message from the Girl Power movie?
I think that the strongest message is that it doesn't matter who you are. You can be girl or guy, and you can do what you want. And if you trust yourself, sometimes you have to travel around the whole world, and maybe it will take a while. But your dreams can come true, and if it happened to me, it can happen to anyone.